Hello, and welcome to the Career Compass program, which includes online learning sessions, podcasts, videos, webinars, white papers, and whiteboard videos, all specifically designed for NAVFAC. Please check the Career Compass Resource Center, or CCRC, often for updates and new content to support your learning. This content will assist with learning and development within the 20 non-technical competencies outlined in the Workforce Development Strategy. Today's topic is making decisions in ambiguous situations in support of the decisiveness competency. We live in uncertain times. Due to the speed of technology, geopolitical issues, and global health issues, it's hard to predict the next month, let alone the next year. This can lead to a breakdown of decision-making processes and cause decision paralysis. Yet, decisions need to be made to achieve our mission and support the sailor. This podcast focuses on understanding how to make constructive and productive decisions in ambiguous situations. It's common to act on instinct and let leadership be solely responsible for making decisions. However, adding more team members to the process brings more ideas, thoughts, and perspectives to the decision-making process. Although adding broader perspective can help make decisions, it can also slow down the decision-making process. So find a balance of outside perspectives and speed to arrive at the most effective decision for the situation. In addition to balancing speed with a broader perspective, it's important to clarify how a decision is made, because knowing how a decision will be made is vital to creating individual and team commitment. For example, let's say you ask me to do some research for the team. I'm excited and spend time researching, writing my recommendations, and prepping my brief. Yet during the briefing, you cut me off and say you'll review my information and make the final decision, which irritates me and causes me to grumble, "Well, I'm not doing that again." Why? Because I thought I was going to have a say in the decision-making process. So be clear on the decision-making process for each key decision. Will it be a democracy with equal votes? A consensus? Just one vote. While everyone may not agree with the decision-making process, at least they understand the process ahead of time. Once the decision-making process is clarified, it's important to gather data to help make the decisions. Often, manually collected data may have some errors due to clerical mistakes. Even in the case where the data collection is automated, there is a chance of errors creeping in due to IT issues. And even if the data set is fairly accurate, the way it is analyzed could leave errors. The bigger the data set, the more chance of error. And when humans use this data, some bias may insert itself into the process. We can reduce the bias and errors in our decision data by asking powerful questions. Let's discuss three types of questions that can help you gather data to make decisions. The first type of question is open-ended. A closed-ended question can be answered with a yes or a no. When gathering information to make decisions in unpredictable times, we want to ask questions that require a conversation instead of just one word. Asking open-ended questions that start with what, who, and how open up a conversation. Using questions that start with did, will, and have shut down a conversation because they can be answered with a yes or a no. Try to avoid questions that start with why, because they can sometimes make someone feel defensive. In addition to asking open-ended questions, be sure to ask questions that are short, preferably with 8 words or less. This allows the other person to talk more and keep the conversation flowing, so you can learn more and gather information. Questions that may seem uninformed are often the best because it shows that you don't have all the answers and trust that your team does have answers. Finally, the third tip to asking effective questions that gather information in unpredictable times is to ask questions that are forward-focused, using chronologically future language, such as, "In 6 months, what's the impact of this decision?" Using open-ended, short, and future-focused questions will help you gather the information you need for making decisions in ambiguous times. Clarifying the decision-making process and gaining broader perspective will also help you move forward. Thank you for listening to this podcast. We hope that you gleaned useful and helpful information. If you have any questions, please contact your local civilian training advocate or contact HQ's BD-17 at NAVFAC HQ Total Force Development at Navy.mil.